This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israel-Hamas war has upended the lives of foreign health workers at medical facilities in Gaza, among them Indonesians at the Indonesian hospital in northern Gaza. VOA's Yuni Salim has more.
The Israeli military has provided evidence showing Hamas using hospitals to conceal their activities, including through a network of underground tunnels. One political analyst told VOA that staffers at Gaza hospitals might not be actively colluding with Hamas or aware of Hamas activities near the facilities. The Indonesian hospital in Gaza has been in operation since 2016. But according to hospital workers, the fighting has left it so damaged, it may never open again. Yuni Salim, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in Israel on Friday, the war in Gaza will transition to a new phase focused on precise targeting of the Hamas leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
There's no contradiction between saying the fight is going to take months and also saying that different phases will take place at different times over those months, including the transition from the high-intensity operations to more targeted operations.
Israel has come under increasing global pressure to reduce civilian casualties in an offensive that has killed almost 19,000 Palestinian civilians since the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas assault that killed around 1,200 people in southern Israel on October 7th. The White House advisor gave no details on the timing of a shift in the war's intensity. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. As Democratic Republic of Congo gears up for elections next week, the opposition and independent observers warn that issues threaten the legitimacy of the results. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Tensions have escalated in the final weeks of campaigning, and six candidates, including President Felix Tshisekedi's main rivals, joined forces in October to demand a number of urgent measures to prevent potential fraud. Challengers to Tshisekedi have cried foul over what they call an uneven playing field. The CENI Election Commission and presidency deny this. The CENI has also rejected criticism it is failing to deliver a free and fair vote, even as it flagged logistical setbacks organizing the presidential and legislative ballot across the country.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. Britain's Prince Harry has won his phone hacking lawsuit against British tabloid publisher and awarded $180,000. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Justice Timothy Fancourt in the High Court found that phone hacking was widespread and habitual at Mirror Group newspapers over many years. He says private investigators were used substantially and were an integral part of the system to gather information unlawfully. Outside the court, Harry's attorney, David Sherborne, read a statement from the Prince.
Today is a great day for truth, as well as accountability. The court has ruled that unlawful and criminal activities were carried out at all three Mirror Group newspaper titles.
Charles de la Desma, London.
Nearly 300,000 Chinese students attend U.S. universities, the most from any country, but that number is down mostly because of safety concerns. VOA's Elizabeth Lee has more.
Swallow Yen came to America as an international student from China and who now helps other international students apply to U.S. schools.
Parents are very worried about negative elements of America. The first is the campus shooting.
Another challenge for some students: getting to study in the U.S. due to concerns about intellectual property and technology theft by China. The U.S. continues to follow a Trump-era policy of prohibiting students from certain Chinese universities tied to the military from studying in the U.S. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, College Park, Maryland.
Spanish police say they have arrested 14 workers at one of the country's main tourist airports on suspicion of stealing items from checked-in luggage. Police seized allegedly stolen items worth almost 2 million euros or $2.2 million from the group of employees at the largest airport in Tenerife and Spain's Canary Islands. A police statement said another 20 airport employees are under investigation in the same case. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.